With just a day's notice, dozens of Juneau residents gathered on Saturday afternoon in their winter gear at Marine Park Pavilion. They were wearing Alaska Stands with Ukraine and hashtag Juneau Stands with Ukraine buttons, and carried blue and yellow, the colors of the Ukrainian flag.
And I think we've all been watching the news and the horrible things that have been going on.
That's Nick Moe, one of the organizers of the rally.
And this event was inspired by, it was like late Thursday night, and a friend sent me the TikTok video from a young woman in Ukraine who was in a bomb shelter pleading for the international community to do something and organize protests. And we thought, we gotta do it. We gotta do it here in Juneau.
Russia attacked Ukraine on February 24th, sending thousands of people fleeing into neighboring countries and others arming themselves to fight. Videos of tanks and bombs and the experiences of people in Ukraine taking shelter from the fighting have spread far and wide. Mo spoke to the experience of doom-scrolling this invasion, or witnessing the conflict from afar via social media, and the need for collective action.
You know, I think it's really important we get off our phones, get off the TV screens, and connect with each other and build community.
17-year-old Viktor Tikhachenko took the mic to share his pride in his hometown of Rivne in West Ukraine, where he moved from just a year ago.
You can even imagine how much it means for every my Ukrainian friend, every person who I know there, and other people. I'm trying to do my best. I'm reaching, supporting, and you can't even imagine how much it means that you are here.
Tikhachenko says he has been in contact with friends from Rivne.
My best friend's brother, he's 14, and his friends and him are running around my home city. They're looking for marks that Russian soldiers put on the ground and on the buildings. And those marks are for rockets. And in my home city, it was, in the last 24 hours, it was 7 sirens that tell about planes with bombs coming to the city. It's just scary.
He's been trying to coordinate his friends across Ukraine to get to safety, pairing those who have cars with those who don't have a means of transportation, he said over music playing at the rally.
It's at least something that I can do because it's impossible to sleep, to eat, to be calm now.
Tikhachenko was there with his mother, Svetlana Bell, and his grandmother. Bell came to Juneau 7 years ago and moved her children to town just last year. Her 69-year-old mother arrived just a month ago. Belle says she's glad to be in Juneau, but the family is still very connected with their home in Ukraine.
We are here, but our soul, our mind and hearts, they're, especially these days, we have there our families. Viktor has a lot of friends there, and I want to say that Ukrainians, they are extremely kind,
yeah.
Extremely patient, extremely hard workers, but never make them mad. It's like, it's better for you. Don't push boundaries. And now Ukrainians show this to Putin. They fight hard. They are great. I'm so proud that I'm Ukrainian, and I'm proud that all world staying for Ukraine.
Mo says he and the other organizer, Lisa Denny, are looking for other ways to support Ukraine from Juneau. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Krumrie.